yesterday saying Iran continued to be the top provider of financial support, training, and equipment to terrorist groups last year. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell stopped by Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphries, and USA Radio's Jason Wirt has the details.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell had some rather pointed words about the Senate Minority Leader when he appeared on Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphries.
At the height of the Iraq war, in the middle of the surge, he says the war is lost. Well, what kind of message is that to soldiers who are out there fighting in the field?
McConnell also said President Obama acts like a child behind closed doors, telling everyone basically how much smarter he thinks he is than they are. I'm Jason Wirt.
The flooding in Texas claims the lives of soldiers. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero has been following that story.
The number of soldiers killed when a transport vehicle flipped over in Texas floodwaters now stands at 5. Rescue teams are continuing to search for 4 soldiers still missing at Fort Hood. The soldiers' tactical vehicle overturned at a low water crossing at a creek on the Central Texas Army base. 3 other soldiers are in stable condition at a hospital.
NASA says it appears an asteroid buzzed Arizona, a bright fireball lighting up the sky for a few seconds yesterday morning. This is USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Time is 8:05. It's time for Home Chamber Radio weather. Well, Flemington, it is 64 degrees and raining outside. 60% chance of precipitation for today. It is Friday, TGIF, June 3rd. Showers mainly this morning. Highs in the mid-70s. South winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 100%. Mostly cloudy. A slight chance of showers in the evening. Patchy fog after midnight. Lows in the lower 60s. Southwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 20%. Partly sunny and patchy fog in the morning. Highs in the lower 80s today. Tomorrow, southwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Don't know how the Prez does it, but that's pretty good weather for Community Day down in the Fairgrounds. On Sunday the 5th, showers and thunderstorms likely. Some thunderstorms may produce heavy rainfall. Chance of rain is 70%. And we're going to be in the upper 70s. Monday on the 6th, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming mostly sunny, highs in the 80s. On Tuesday, partly sunny, high around 80, and mostly sunny, highs in the lower 70s on Wednesday the 8th. Temperatures in our area, we have 64 over in Hillsboro, 63 down in Ringos, 64 up in Lebanon, 64 over in Branchburg, 63 in Frenchtown. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Everyone. one's changing, I stay the same. I'm the solo cello outside of chorus. I've got a secret, it's time for me to tell it. You've been keeping me warm. The sweet beginnings and bitter endings. In Coffee City, we borrowed heaven. Don't give it back, I've never felt so wanted. Are you taking it?
Well, good morning, Hunterdon. Big C here coming live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey, down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It is my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on, you know, though, because over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk and internet radio station in the nation, produced by Chamber of Commerce, all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. There you go, a little summer sunshine. It's going to be sunshining tomorrow during Community Day. Not sunshining right now. We got a little rain in the area and some thunderstorms likely tonight. Got to make sure you take care of that. Could affect your commute, so I want you to be aware of that. Speaking of commute, we got some traffic we got to look at. Let's find out what's on HERT, TMA.com's radar at the moment. So HERTTMA.com sends me my alerts. You can get them too. Just register with them and they will send you the alerts via email. You can catch them on your smartphone or you can follow them on Twitter. And we have a number of them coming out right now. Congestion on 78 eastbound happened around 7 o'clock this morning, exit 7 in Bloomsbury. Delays due to volume all the way from exit 7 to 12. Exit 13 is affected as well, all the way to exit 15. That was as of 7:12 this morning. As of 7:25, 78 at exit 17, Clinton, heavy congestion. 31 is affected at Walter Ferrand Boulevard. There was an accident at the intersection at 7:30 this morning. I don't have an all clear on that. And congestion on Route 31 southbound Hamptons, heavy southbound delays from Hampton to Van Sickles Road. So we're not getting off to a good start this morning. Drive safe, sound, and smart. That's Good Morning Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio Traffic. So what is on Hunter Chamber Radio.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10 o'clock. I have Michelle Heide on at 8:30. We'll talk about the markets. And then I got my good friend Mike to talk about movies. We got through the first blockbuster weekend of summer. And we'll talk with him from 8:40 to 9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock to 10, I have Joanne Cafaro, who's going to come over here from RVCC, talking about the workforce development program over at RVCC. I've had her on about a year and a half ago. Her and Bill Hardin had come on over, and we're going to keep you updated as to what's going on over there for their plans at RVCC. At 10 o'clock, it's Susan Lax comes across the hall from Hunterdon Helpline. She's here to talk about all the different people and programs and organizations that Hunterdon Helpline interfaces with to help you overcome the challenges of Hunterdon County. So Susan Lax comes over here and shows you all those folks. At 11 to 12, it's Patrick Gregory and Steve Bailey, Home Sweet Home. The Home Sweet Home guys come on talking about the basement to the attic and everything in between. 11 to 12, helping you maintain your home. Bob Burns is Living Consciously from 1 to 3. He's a master hypnotherapist, a practitioner of neuro-linguistic programming, and he wants to help you live consciously. Pat Smits helps us with legal issues from 4 to 5, talking about all the different things that go on in Hunterdon County that you have to navigate if you need legal advice. And then the sports guys come on. Three attorneys arguing about national sports. We got baseball in the middle of June now, running up to the All-Star game. We have the NBA Finals going on between the Warriors and Cleveland. And we got the hockey going on. And we have football season percolating. About 1 month from now, we'll be in training camp. All those things and more will be debated. I don't know if they'll throw any high school sports playoffs in, but you never know with those three attorneys, and they argue all about it. That's the entire HuntingChamber.com lineup. It's all there on the HuntingChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunterdon Radio, all the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamberRadio.com. We'll be right back in just a moment. Let's see if we can get some sunshine out there.
Everyone's changing. I stay the same. I'm the solo cello outside a chorus. I've got a secret. It's time for me to tell it. You've been keeping me warm. Sweet beginnings and bitter ends.
From HuntingChamberRadio.com. The studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntingChamberRadio.com.
Good afternoon. Sorry, I'm starting a little late today. This is Pat Smits, host of It's the Law, and I guess I almost was ready to take the law in my own hands today. Coming from the Clinton area down to Flemington is getting worse and worse on 31, and why in the world they don't, I guess wild in the world. While in the world is an old Midwestern saying, but the point is the light in front of Hunterdon Hospital has just become impossible. And people realize that they can scoot around to the right and bypass all the traffic, all of those of us who are really staying in the lane that we should be staying in. And, of course, it's been ridiculous. So I will be back in 2 minutes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntingChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntingChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Well, good afternoon again. This is Pat Smits, program It's the Law. Just wanted to give you a little update on the weather. Of course, if you haven't been out there, I guess you don't know that it has been raining off and on today. And that was expected. Actually, they said showers mainly before 1 p.m. It's been before 1 p.m. and after 1 p.m. in most of the places around the county where I've been today. Tonight, slight chance of showers, and then there could be patchy fog. So be careful out there. It can be, for some reason, the deer seem to like to run across the road when it's foggy and you can't see the side. And tomorrow, well, we're going to start with patchy fog and then partly sunny, high of about 83 degrees. Tomorrow's community day, and so I'm sure that everybody will enjoy getting out. It's at the fairgrounds, and should be a good day, actually. So that let's see what else is happening at community day. Well, there'll be food, there'll be music, there's games, and apparently there's going to be live music. As far as it's a British invasion tribute, and live music from 2:30 till 5:30 tomorrow. There's also going to be a reptile show, actually three shows, at 1 p.m., 3 p.m., and 5 p.m. Kids love that. There will be some pony rides, petting zoo, outdoor games and activities, and there's a shred event sponsored by the county clerk's office. Now, there's a limited quantity per car. That's from 1 to 5. But if you have any documents, this will be my pitch as an attorney. One of the things that people should never do is throw away any confidential information, bank checks, any credit card statements, anything that can really lead to identity theft. And, of course, as an attorney, I end up having to shred all of the papers that come through my office. We shred everything other than, you know, lunch stuff. But everything is shred because we need to protect our clients' confidentiality. We need to protect Social Security numbers. And it's, you know, and this is going to be a shred event. Apparently, they don't say how many I guess it's limited quantity per car, but they don't say how much, so it doesn't seem like that should be a problem. And also there's going to be a tethered balloon rides and more. So this is tomorrow from 12 to 6 p.m. So especially if you have kids, these are really fun activities and expensive activities. The sponsors, once again, ShopRite in Flemington, and they're always great. The Hunterdon County is one of the sponsors. The Safe Coalition, Hunterdon and Somerset, and I know the Chamber, but I guess it is the Chamber is the other sponsor. So do take advantage of that. It'll be great, and as I said, it should be a nice day Saturday night, mostly cloudy, and then scattered showers. Sunday is heavy rain, 70% chance of heavy rain. Sunday night, again, chance of heavy rain. So the best day to get out and do things, Saturday, and that's why you can go to the community day. And we'll be back. We'll talk about some legal news right after a short break.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Well, good afternoon again. This is Pat Smith. We're here. Can you believe it's June? And Monday, of course, was Memorial Day, and lots of people have been traveling, and lots of people are back. And the weekend tomorrow in this area looks pretty good, and Sunday does not. So what's been happening in legal news? We were not here last Friday, and so there have been a number of things that have been happening. But first of all, everybody always said to me, well, anybody who sues, you know, people get millions of dollars, and it's unwarranted, and blah, 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 blah. Well, we now have a New Jersey Supreme Court on June 1st overturned a $2.7 million damages award issued to a Hackensack woman whose car rear-ended a garbage truck. And the court cited numerous errors. The trial court's five erroneous determinations affected both the issue of liability and the determination of damages. And that was such cumulative error, it warranted a new trial. So what happens in cases if, now this went from the trial court, I'm not sure how it got to the appellate division. I can certainly check that out, because as cases in the trial court, there is a right to appeal to the appellate division in New Jersey, but thereafter, unless the Supreme Court takes a case on certification, so someone who loses at the appellate division can file a petition for certification, that they're rarely granted. I mean, compared to the number of petitions, the number of petitions that are granted are not many. So the other way that a case can get up to the Supreme Court is if there is a dissent in the appellate division. Well, what does that mean? It means that it would be a three-judge panel, and the three judges don't agree. Two would either, two would vote one way, and the third would vote another way. Now, that doesn't happen often in New Jersey. Usually, the appellate courts in New Jersey find some way to reach consensus. So we're not a court where a lot of cases go up to the Supreme Court because of disagreements among the appellate judges. But of course it does happen. So in this case, the errors were not harmless and they were cumulative, significant enough to warrant a new trial, and that's what happens. So in other words, a do-over. Another case that was somewhat interesting was a case of creditors' debtors' rights. So in this case, it was a credit card collection matter, and the defendant appealed from a special civil part summary judgment order requiring him to pay $2,488.25 to the plaintiff, Citibank. And it also denied his motion for reconsideration. Now, he had filed an answer to the complaint, but did not dispute making charges to the account or receiving billing statements from Citibank. Rather, he challenged Citibank's standing to sue as the account creditor. And he said that the account statements made no representation as to whom said payments were owed. Now, however, the court found that the statement sent to the defendant stated in unambiguous terms that the account is issued by Citibank, South Dakota, N.A. So on appeal, the defendant contended that the trial court erred, in other words, made an error, in granting Citibank's summary judgment motion because the bank failed to demonstrate that it was the creditor and, excuse me, the bank, he said, failed to demonstrate that it was the creditor in the transaction entitled to the balance due because Citibank's summary judgment motion did not satisfy one of the rules of court, or he said satisfy established case law. And the appellate panel concluded that the trial court's decisions were factually and legally correct. In other words, he lost. So what else is happening? Well, we're getting more judges, which is good. I mean, it's very good that there are more judges being nominated. I'm just trying to see how many the governor just nominated. I'm trying to see that one. I had that information, and I guess I will find it. But it's still, we certainly still need many more judges. We're still very, very, you know, the bench is, meaning the court, we call the judges the bench. And what the governor did is he nominated 17 lawyers to the Superior Court bench. And he included Acting Attorney General Robert Lugay and Assistant Attorney General Ronald Susween. And so that, there should be more judges. And, of course, there are many more judges that are going to retire this year. So it's really just not even keeping up. An attorney, by the way, was suspended for practicing where he was not admitted. And this is an attorney who represented homeowners in a mortgage modification. And he agreed to a six-month suspension for allegedly engaging in practices that violated state and federal law. I don't know much more about that, but, of course, attorneys have to be very careful about how they're going to, in fact, that they can represent somebody in that particular jurisdiction. Now, there's a bankruptcy case that, although it is not published, meaning that it can't be used for precedent, it bears talking about. A Chapter 13, there a Chapter 7 in bankruptcy, and I've said this before, a Chapter 7 in a bankruptcy is a liquidation. In other words, someone is looking to get rid of all of their debts. Now, a Chapter 13 bankruptcy petition is different. So that is something that there is a bankruptcy petition and then there's a plan. And so that's what is important, because there is a plan, and if the court approves the plan, the certain number of payments need to be made beginning at a certain time, paid monthly, and then the person is able to be discharged. So what happened here is the debtor filed a Chapter 13 bankruptcy petition. Her plan was confirmed, and this is in 2010, and it provided for 36 payments beginning in 2010. And she was discharged, and her case was closed in 2013. However, in 2015, she filed a motion to reopen her case to schedule an undisclosed personal injury claim from 2012. Now, her still pending personal injury case was filed in state court in 2014. Now, one of the defendants in the personal injury action filed an objection to the motion to reopen the bankruptcy case. And the court denied the woman's motion to reopen, finding that post-confirmation assets that were not necessary to fund the debtor's plan were not property of the estate and did not have to be disclosed. So, in this case, the defendant in the personal injury case filed a motion to reconsider the basis for denying the motion to reopen. The court granted the motion for reconsideration and held that a debtor had a continuing obligation to disclose the personal injury action, even though it arose after, it arose post confirmation. However, in this case, because the debtor sought to reopen her case beyond the 5-year deadline, the motion to reopen had to be denied as time barred, despite the fact that the court found that the debtor had not acted in bad faith. So, a little bit convoluted, but very important in these cases to retain somebody who really knows bankruptcy law. And as you know, those of us who are here always recommend our friend Bill Wolfson, who is not only an excellent bankruptcy attorney, he's also one of the sports guys. So, we'll be back shortly. I'm going to take a short news break because we didn't play the news at the top of the hour.
USA Radio News with Rich Strong.
Another ugly scene outside a Donald Trump rally. Violence in San Jose as protesters fought with Trump supporters, burning their hats and tearing up Trump banners. Protesters hit one woman in the face with raw eggs. One police officer assaulted and several arrests. Meanwhile, top Democrats are reportedly trying to nudge Bernie Sanders out of the race before California's primary in 4 days. This where Hillary Clinton's lead has slipped in the latest field poll.
Currently showing Clinton leading 45% to 43%. Actually, that's within the margin of error, so it's literally a toss-up.
Clinton had led by as many as 11 points in California in January.
In April, she was leading by 6. So this two-point advantage, again, represents a tightening in the race.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Aaron, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arn on why Americans should study the presidency.
People should study the American presidency because it's one of the three branches of government, and it's the part that acts. And so when the government gets ready to do something to us or to our allies or enemies in the world, it's the executive branch that does it. And there's some reason to fear it these days. It's an awesome power. But in addition, there's a series of constraints on it. One of them is there's an amount of time he's got, and then he's got to go back to the people. Another is, he has to do things that are lawful, and he doesn't get to make the laws. And so a constitutional executive is a very powerful thing, operating under the constraints and for the purposes of the Constitution of the United States.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket constitution and declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Joe.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Well, we're continuing. It's the Law. I'm your host, Pat Smits, and just reporting on some of the things that are in the legal news today, this week. Well, I always thought Uber drivers were basically, Uber was basically in the cities, certainly New York, San Francisco, excuse me, and all of the other cities. Well, I just talked to somebody recently, and they said they love using Uber when they're at the shore, because if they're staying somewhere away from right down at the shore, and they can get a Uber to take them down, especially if they want to party a bit. They don't have to worry about driving, drinking and driving, or parking. But Uber is in the news. And Uber is Technology Inc. I guess it's Uber Technologies Inc. is the official name. And they're facing a putative class action in federal court in Trenton. And because it's being accused of violating New Jersey wage and hour laws by failing to pay its drivers overtime for working more than 40 hours per week and also failing to reimburse them for vehicle costs. So that is something that is we'll talk more about in the future. It's interesting, the failing to reimburse them for vehicle costs. That will be, I think, more difficult because if the basis of their contract is that they supply the vehicle and pay all the expenses, that will be a more interesting argument. Certainly, they would be employees or they'll be considered employees, I believe, and as a result, they'll have to be certain other wage restrictions, not restrictions as much as certainly they can pay as long as they pay minimum wage, but the issue is overtime and, you know, what constitute vacations, and all of this needs to be spelled out in any contract. And any small employer who thinks that he or she doesn't have to do it and we can do everything on a handshake, well, frankly, probably can. I did extensive renovations on my house on a handshake, but I have to tell you, as I tell every one of the contractors who works on my property, you know, get a contract. You really need it. You need it to protect yourself. So, and frankly, it can protect the homeowner also, but when these are contracts to do work around your house. But in any event, they should, everybody should sign a contract. It doesn't have to be intense. It doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, what you don't want to do is sign a contract that would bind you for services that you didn't like. For example, some people will end up signing a contract for a nursing home for a family member, 10 minutes, they'll sign these contracts, and you just have to be very careful. And but you do need a contract. You need to spell out exactly what your employee is required to do If they're required to use their own car, certainly the better way to handle that is to make sure that you, as an employer, has appropriate insurance, because what happens when somebody gets sued is everyone gets sued. So you do yourself a favor, even though it may cost you more, you'll do yourself a big favor if, in fact, all of these issues are spelled out ahead of time. So I don't know what the Uber drivers were signing. Certainly there should have been something in their contracts about vehicle costs, who was paying what. And, of course, you can't contract away certain rights. And so the minimum wage is a right, and you can't really say, well, I'll work 80 hours and you don't have to pay me overtime. I mean, you can say it, but it's not enforceable. So the 40-hour wage, 40 hours of regular salary was hard-fought, and it was an important victory for the workers in this country, because otherwise many of them were working 60 or 70 or 80 hours a week and then would have to spend quite a bit of time getting back and forth to their homes. So we can't... We have to look at this from all perspectives. And certainly I understand that small businesses are saying they can't afford to pay additional money to workers. However, you know, it all has to be weighed and balanced. And one of the things that, you know, people complain about is the cost of insurance employers do. And I, believe me, I understand that. Very, very expensive. On the other hand, the more people who have insurance, the better off we all are, because we're going to be paying less for the uninsured. And there are so many people who are either uninsured or underinsured that the cost for the rest of us is much higher. So there was a legal malpractice suit against a New Jersey defense attorney whose client was jailed and deported for having sex with a minor based on what turned out to be a false birth certificate. Now, that has survived a what we call a summary judgment motion in order to be dismissed by summary judgment. So that is something that obviously they really didn't realize that the person... was not a minor. I'm trying to find more information about that, and I certainly will try to look for that maybe for next week, because that presents some interesting issues. There are often a lot of cases in the appellate division under the New Jersey Division of Child Protection and Permanency, the formerly called DIFAS, and it's now DCP&P, and in this particular case, it was approved for publication, and this is a case in the appellate division, and the DCP&P obtained a finding of abuse or neglect. And that was based primarily on hearsay evidence in a division report and a division consultant psychological evaluation. So the appellate division in this case held that to be admissible as a business record of the DCP&P, called the division, a division report must meet the requirements of a NJRE. That's New Jersey Rule of Evidence, and it doesn't make any difference if the report is offered under one statute or the rule, meaning we have rule books under the rule, or in re guardianship of COPE, which is a 1969 case. So the court found that if a division report is admissible under New Jersey Rules of Evidence 803C6 and meets the requirements of the statute and rule or the case called COPE, then the court may consider the statements in the report that were made to the author by the division staff personnel or affiliated medical, psychiatric, or psychological consultants. If those statements were made based on their own firsthand observations at a timely and reasonably contemporaneous to the facts they relate to. Now, in the usual course of their duties with the division would be another factor, so that these people, you know, have to have some relationship with the DCPMP. They actually have to, I don't know what to say here, but they have to have something more. They can't just, pull this out of thin air. Now, however, when the DCPMP report is offered under this rule or under the case, the statements made in the report made by any other person are inadmissible hearsay unless they qualify under one of the exceptions. So expert diagnoses and opinions in a division report are inadmissible hearsay unless the trial court specifically recognizes and finds that they are trustworthy under the criteria of NJRE. So also needs to be sure that they're not too complex for admission without the court . Okay, let's a little break here because I'm misreading something. So give me a minute so I can correct that.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm a CPA with the accounting firm of Bedard Corking Company, and I joined the chamber to interact with new chamber members and expand our mutual needs for business networking and giving back to the Hunterdon business community.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Okay, back to this case. Hearsay evidence is not permissible in most cases in courts. In other words, you can't go into court and say that my neighbor down the street told me X, Y, and Z about the other neighbor. That's inadmissible hearsay. Dilemma in something like an agency like DCPMP, because they have different investigators. It can take place. The report could be an accumulation over a number of years. There's no way that they could get all of the caseworkers who worked on the case into court reasonably. The whole system would basically break down. It's pretty close to shutdown now because we're so overwhelmed with cases and not enough judges. But certainly if something is large, a department as DCPMP had to have everyone who's participated in a case, part of that case, or testify in that case, it would be impossible. So expert diagnoses and opinions in a division report are inadmissible hearsay. Now, that's unless the trial court specifically finds they are untrustworthy under the criteria in NJ Rule of Evidence 808, including that they are not too complex for admission without the expert testifying subject to cross-examination. So this case has been approved for publication. So it is going to be an interesting case to read, an interesting case for attorneys to see how they can use it. Well, we'll be back to wrap up after a couple minutes and be nice to the sponsors.
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Okay, back with a few more minutes here. Kmart settled a misclassification suit for $3.8 million. So what does that mean? They agreed to a $3.8 million settlement in federal court in Trenton, and this was for two collective actions on behalf of assistant managers who claimed that they were wrongly classified. And so if you're, depending on how you're classified, you're entitled to work only 40 hours a week before you get overtime. And so if you're at a certain level in a company, then you're classified as exempt from overtime. So this can be very significant, especially if it went on for a number of years. So in this case, which is filed in Trenton, they said that they were wrongly classified as exempt from overtime pay in violation of the Fair Labor Standards and Act. And, of course, the state standards. Okay. I guess if anybody's following politics, you know that Trump's testimony in this old case, nearly a decades old New Jersey case, draws a new interest. And since his finances have become a contested issue in the presidential race, the 2006 libel suit he filed in New Jersey is getting a renewed interest and renewed action in political circles. Well, the New Jersey Senate Judiciary Committee recommended six Superior Court judges and appellate division judge from recommended for tenure. That's important. But they held the tenure nominations of Monmouth County Superior Court Judge, Judge Paul Escandon, and other complaints. So, now the custody rulings of one Monmouth County Superior Court judge created problems for him and made him vulnerable, and they held over his renomination until they can hear from other people. So what else is happening? Actually, there are a number of cases that I'll bring up next week. Didn't want to kind of get into the middle of them. So, now the U.S. Supreme Court reverses a Georgia death penalty conviction due to,
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Well, I guess a couple other, if you haven't heard the news about Bill Cosby, his emergency application for a stay of his criminal case was denied by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. So the preliminary hearing proceeded. As I said, there was another, Uber was hit with another, I talked about a class action. Apparently, they were hit with another class action suit alleging the ride-hailing firm's text messages to potential drivers violates the Telephone Consumer Protection Act, a claim Uber has been has had some success in defeating in previous cases. So they seem to be the big guy or the new guy to sue. So we'll see what happens with that. There was an important U.S. Supreme Court case because it reversed a Georgia death penalty conviction due to race-based jury selection. And whether you believe in the death penalty, don't believe in it, don't care, I think everyone would agree that we'd certainly want to be sure that the person who ended up getting convicted of first-degree murder or another crime in a state that still has the death penalty. I think most of us would agree that if the conviction was overturned, if the person really was not at all, we don't want to have situations where, I'm sorry, I just lost my train of thought. Somebody came in and went beyond that. Sorry, but I know what I was talking about. I was talking about death penalty, and there are some people who really do not believe in the death penalty. I grew up in a state, Wisconsin, that did not have a death penalty, did a lot of reading many years ago about whether or not the death penalty is a deterrent. Do not believe it is. But in any event, I think anybody, even if they're a proponent of the death penalty, and I'm not sure anybody's a proponent of it, but I think that a lot of people do believe in appropriate cases, it should be someone should be sentenced to death. So in any event, I don't know of anyone that would say that someone who's innocent should be sentenced to death. And so what happened in this particular case was a conviction of a black man in Georgia, and he was sentenced to die for the murder of a white retired school teacher. And the court, the U.S. Supreme Court, reversed that conviction, saying that the focus on race in the prosecutor's file plainly demonstrated a concerted effort to keep black prospective jurors off the jury. So it is supposed to be a jury of our peers. And, you know, for example, I think that many women would say if they were the defendant, maybe they'd say they'd like men on the jury. I don't know. But the point is, it should be representative of the population at large. So, but kind of run out of steam, and I think you can hear me. I really am running out of steam. It's been a long day. Today was the Red Shoe event that this is BW Nice. And by the way, there are a number of people affiliated with the chamber who attended the event, and it is always a fun luncheon fashion show, and we raise money for Safe and Hunterdon. So I appreciate everyone who came out, and I hope you can appreciate that I'm a bit tired. because I'd been there all day. So we're going to go to the news, and hopefully Bill will be coming in, because I know John is not going to be in today. And hopefully Bill and I can talk to you about sports. And so we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
USA Radio News with Rich Strong.
Another ugly scene outside a Donald Trump rally. Violence in San Jose as protesters fought with Trump supporters, burning their hats and tearing up Trump banners. Protesters hit one woman in the face with raw eggs. One police officer assaulted.